Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Covers college football for CBS Sports. My colleague and friend Dennis Dodd making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So, Dodd, college football playoff rankings were officially announced yesterday. I don't think it was a surprise. Georgia 1, Michigan 2, TCU 3, Ohio State 4. Did they get it right in your eyes?
Yeah, I thought they've gotten it right pretty much for 9 years, in the right order, too. I thought TCU deserved to be above Ohio State because Ohio State was shopping on Saturday. They were Christmas shopping. They were paying bills. They were going out. They were relaxing while, as the country saw, TCU and Max Duggan was putting it all out on the line in the Big 12 title game. So they deserve credit for getting to that 13th game, which, frankly, Ohio State didn't even get close to.
Talking to Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. As I was going through it earlier, just sort of having fun with what it might look like if we had a 12-team playoff this season, one of the things I noticed is that the top four seeds would actually be Georgia, Michigan, Utah, and Clemson, and it would push Ohio State and TCU down even further because they are not conference champions, and the four byes in that 12-team system have to be the highest-rated conference champions. Is that a flaw in the system or just something, it'll be no big deal?
No, I think it's a must. It's what the NFL does when they put an emphasis on division winners. You put an emphasis on winning your conference. That keeps teams from tanking, from sitting players out. And there's already criticism in the future about games being for seeding, Alabama, Tennessee being for seeding, Georgia, Tennessee being for seeding. No, I think the pursuit of that conference championship, and especially that top four where you get to rest, is going to be key. And I can't, Gary, believe there hasn't been more discussion, and maybe there will be, on the number of games that are going to be played out of this thing. Those schools that have to play in the first round and advance out and get to the championship game will be playing 17 games. They're going to be playing an NFL schedule. So, no, I think this is really important that they emphasize those conference winners at the top.
Dan Walken, who, of course, covers college football for USA Today, had a column last week on this subject saying if you were going to generate all of this revenue that an additional playoff games will generate, and you're going to ask student-athletes to, put their bodies through several more weeks of practices and games, we have a way to cut them in on this now, and that you should create a name, image, and likeness opportunities for literally every active player on every college football playoff roster and get them real money, if only to make them feel less resentful about the expanded playoffs. Is that an idea you could get behind?
Yeah, in fact, it was discussed in August of 2021 at the it's called the bowl season. That's the name of the company now that oversees all the bowls. And there was a bunch of these guys in the room, and this is when NIL had just hit. It had hit a month earlier. And they were very attracted to the idea of, why can't we pay these guys for commercials to promote our bowl and sell our tickets during that month? It seemed to be no downside. It seemed to be a win for win. I think the next pressure point is going to be when the CFP signs this monster deal for the expanded playoff. They're going to get $450 million in each of the last 2 years, 24 and 25, for expanding under the current contract. But then estimates are that, at least the ones I've been able to ferret out, is that this 12-team thing is going to be worth $1.6 billion per year. And there's going to be pressure at that point to make these players, to give them a chunk of change, the participating players, if not spread it all throughout FBS, because we're already headed towards that model where players are either going to be employees or collectively bargain or both. You may not like it. It's going to be a reality secretly. Every AD in the country is going to tell you that, because some are saying it out loud. So let's see, how much is $200 million out of $1.6 billion? That's a drop in the bucket of that total. Spread that out to the 13,000 FBS players. You might have solved your problem.
Talking to Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. Ohio State announced today that one of its receivers who is going to enter the NFL draft is going to opt out of the college football playoff. This would be the equivalent of a point guard opting out of the NCAA tournament just before the start of it, which is something I don't believe we've ever seen. Are you surprised this is happening? I understood the why and the logic behind players opting out of lesser bowls, but this is for the opportunity to win a national championship. I maybe I'm naive. I didn't think we'd get to this point.
No, it's not what it seems. He's been hurt, and he's only played three games this year. And I, you know, okay, does he get better in another month? I don't know. But is the risk-reward in a championship, you know, worth it? So I think the injury factor isn't, you know, this isn't Will Anderson at Alabama playing in the playoffs saying, yeah, you know, I'm good. I'm going to save my body. No, this kid's genuinely hurt. He may be hurt again. I mean, there was that situation with Tua, with the hip a few years ago when he was out, but you know, if he was able to play, could he have opted out? Of course he could have. So that's what you're seeing here. And so when that hit, it didn't really hit me. He wasn't fully healed yet. And I don't know what kind of shape he'd be in a month. Better maybe, but maybe not. And then you throw in, what are his advisors and his family telling him? So this doesn't have the sniff test of always letting down his teammate. The Boses did this. What was the last? Yeah. Nick or Joey did this. He was, after three games, he was out and not only got ready for the draft, just left the team and said, no, I'm good. This isn't that.
I wonder, and obviously we don't know where college athletics is going as it pertains to name, image, and likeness, but I wonder if you could envision a scenario where someday – and I know pay-for-play is technically forbidden, but we both know what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
If schools have a collective put together that and players leverage their availability for the playoff against that, saying, hey, I'm going to need a new $250,000 deal, or I might just call it a college career. Like, is it crazy to think we could get to that?
No, it's not. You know, you've got a quarterback at Tennessee coming in who's already signed a contract worth, what is it, $8 million over the next 3 years. You know, what? It'll come to the point where, you know, what amount of money can you give me to keep me in this playoff, in this game, where I don't risk NFL riches? Now, that's going to be a pretty big, for the star players, that's going to be a pretty big amount, because they're going to make eight-figure signing bonuses. And maybe there isn't an amount of money that would keep them in. But you're right, Gary. That is something to consider.
Talking to Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. He's on Twitter, at Dennis Dodd, CBS. Big coaching carousel headline this weekend. Deion Sanders has left Jackson State for Colorado. When he was hired in September 2020, I don't think most people knew what to think of it. Some people actually mocked it. But the truth is, he went to Jackson State and absolutely killed it at that job. 12-0 this year, 11-2 last year. He is a brand in and of himself. Do you think what he did in Jackson is going to translate to Boulder, Colorado?
I absolutely do. I wrote a story in the middle of the season, just kind of, I was thinking to myself, okay, am I missing something? Can this guy coach? And instead of like answering that myself, because I don't know, I talked to people who had been up close with him. And I talked to you guys know Hunter Hurachek at Arkansas, mm-hmm. nearby. He had interviewed him twice before he hired Sam Pittman. The first time was a courtesy interview because Eric Musselman's agent had a relationship with Deion and said, you ought to interview this guy. So he did, and he was so impressed that he got his number two on a plane, and they went and interviewed him a second time in Dallas. And he was so impressed. Now, they ended up hiring him, but he was so impressed, he told me that he knew more about our team than we did in terms of recruiting, what plays we ran, the talent on the roster. He knew everything. He absolutely can coach at the Power Five level. I've talked to people in search firms who his name has come up. They believe in it. And he just, like you said, look at the record, 27-5. He brought HBCU from that, which was really nothing at the bottom of the barrel, to prominence. And now he's asked to do the same thing at Colorado. And I think he can't fail there. This is, Gary, this is the worst program in the Power Five. They're 1-11. They've cratered. He's in an ideal situation to succeed. You may disagree with the tactics. You probably saw that video of him telling the players that he's going to bring in a new team.
Yes.
But he's in an era where he can do that with NIL and the transfer portal. And look, can he get a Colorado to a bowl game? That's all they're asking right now. We've seen it happen with Lincoln Riley. We've seen it happen with Sonny Dykes at TCU. They had 14 new players. Now they're in the playoff. USC was, TCU is. So, yeah, absolutely he can succeed, and I think he will, frankly.
I think he will, too. I'm wrapping up here with Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. Last thing before I let you go, back to the college football playoff. For one reason or another, more often than not, our national semifinals in college football have been blowouts. Do you think we get at least one and possibly two competitive football games when we get these semifinals coming up here in just a few weeks?
Yeah, the average has been just around three touchdown spread in the semis. Really boring. Michigan goes and gets blown out 34-11 by Georgia last year. Ohio State was a team I thought that for a while could be the best in the country. After seeing them against Michigan, I think they've got flaws, and they've got a big problem matching up with Georgia because of the physicality. Same with TCU. I'm not saying TCU's soft. I'm just saying they like to go up and down the field and trade scores with you. Michigan is fourth in the country in time of possession. So in the little time the TCU has with the ball, they're going to have to cash in against the top five defense. So I guess that's a long-winded way of saying, yeah, it's going to be hard for me to see a close game in those semis.
That is Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. Make sure you're reading him, CBSSports.com, watching him on CBS Sports HQ, and following him on Twitter, at Dennis Dodd CBS. You're the best, buddy. Thank you for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.